Who can say the pain I felt, the void he left in my interior, the bitter tears I shed? But I would resign myself to his holy will. It seemed that, from afar, I would kiss his hand, which had blessed me, saying to him, "Goodbye, O holy spouse, goodbye." I felt as if everything was over for me, because I had him alone, and since he was missing, no other consolation was left to me, but everything would convert into most bitter pains. Even more, creatures themselves would provoke my pain in such a way that all the things I would look at seemed to say to me, "See, we are works of your beloved, and he were easy." If I looked at the water, at the fire, at flowers, and even at stones, immediately my thought would say, "Ah, these are works of your spouse. Ah, they have the good of seeing him, and you do not see him. Oh, please, works of my Lord, give me news. Tell me, where is he? He told me he would come soon, but who knows when?" At times, I would reach such bitter desolation that I would feel breathless, ice cold all over, and a shiver throughout my whole person. Sometimes my family would notice it. They attributed it to a corporal malady and wanted to put me under treatment and call doctors. Sometimes they insisted so much that they succeeded. But I would do as much as I could to remain alone. So they noticed it only a few times. I remembered still all the graces, the words, the corrections, the reproaches. And I could see with a clear eye how all the work done until then, everything, had been the work of his grace, and that there was nothing left of me but the mere nothing and the inclination to evil. I could touch with my own hand how, without him, I could no longer feel love so sensibly, and those lights so clear during meditation, such that I would remain there for 2 or 3 hours. However, I did as much as I could in order to do whatever I used to do when I felt him within me, because I felt those words being repeated to me, "If you're faithful, I will come to reward you. If ungrateful, to chastise you." In this way, I would spend sometimes 2 days, sometimes 4, more or less, as he pleased. My only comfort was to receive him in the sacrament. Ah, yes, certainly, I found him there, I could not doubt. And I remember that only a few times he would not let himself be heard, because I prayed him and importuned him so much that he would content me. However, not loving and lovable, but severe. After I would spend those days in that state described above, especially if I had been faithful to him, I would feel him come back within me. He spoke to me more clearly, and since during the previous days I had not been able to conceive one word or feel anything within me, I came to know, then, that it was not my fantasy, as I would say many times before, so much so that of what has been said up to here, I would not say anything, either to the confessor or to any other living soul. But I did as much as I could to correspond to him. Otherwise, he would wage such a war against me that I would have no peace. Ah, Lord, you have been so good to me, and I still so bad.